Iranian authorities have advised the 1.5 million people who live in Isfahan to leave the city if they can, because pollution has now reached emergency levels. Same thing happened in the capital, Tehran, earlier this week. Kasra Naji works for the BBC's Persian television service in London. He's here in the studio. Kasra, it seems a remarkable bit of advice to give people.
The situation is pretty bad. The authorities describe it as critical, and they have called on people to leave the city if they can. This is the city of some 1.5 million people, and so the situation is pretty bad.
What's causing it?
Apparently, the immediate cause is a phenomenon called inversion, cold weather, a front of cold weather trapping smog close to the ground over these cities. So the Isfahan, for example, this beautiful city of old buildings and old mosques and minarets, is under a huge blanket of smog today.
Now, is this made worse because of sanctions having an effect on the petrol and diesel, or is that...
That has played an important part. The main problem is that there are millions and millions of cars on the streets of these big cities in Iran, including Tehran, the capital. The petrol and the fuel they use are substandard. They're spewing out a lot of carbon dioxide on a daily basis. On top of that, Iran has had problems importing the shortfall of petrol that it needs, and it has this because of the sanctions. And sanctions have forced Iran to convert the petrochemical plants that they have to produce petrol, and this petrol is substandard and is causing huge health problems.
Kasra Naji, thank you very much.